The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand.
Kia ora, I'm Anton Bentley and you're listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM. With the Nelson Fringe Festival less than 2 weeks away now, I'll be talking to two actors who'll be performing in this year's festival. Shortly I'll be talking to Michaela Sheehan, who's performing in Metamorphosis, and Wojciech, but first I'm talking to Ro Cambridge, who's bringing her very personal show, The Departure Lounge, to this year's festival. Welcome, Ro, and thank you for joining me today.
Oh, hi, Anton.
So, Ro, you've got a background as a writer and storyteller, is that right?
Yes, I've earned my living as a writer, which is a somewhat perilous occupation these days. But I've also been helping other people tell their stories through couch stories, which I started with Joanne Firestone a long time ago now, where we get 10 people up on stage, locals, who tell a personal story. And I've just loved that because it's people telling the truth about their own lives. And it's somehow a community-building exercise as well. So I think I love the fact that people can tell their lives, connects with other people. That's what I think is important for me, and same with my writing. So both same sort of aims, really.
So that real personal sort of connection.
Mm. You know, I wrote a column for the Nelson Mail for years, and I used to plumb the depths and breadths of my own life, which is actually quite a little life. And I do think that even small lives have got some things that are interesting in them, you know, that then connect with other people.
And I think it's quite interesting that often we think we've led quite ordinary lives, but talking to other people, we discover that it's actually a lot of interesting things that we've done that we've taken for granted.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So with Couch Stories, has that led you to want to create your own show? Sort of, is it a natural extension for you to now create this show?
Yes, I think it was. I haven't been involved with Couch Stories for a couple of years now, and it was to give myself more time to concentrate on helping myself tell a story rather than helping other people, facilitating other people to tell theirs. So it has been. And also, I've been writing a memoir for I don't know how long. And I thought, is there some way to just short circuit this and do it in a different medium? Would that change things? And it certainly has.
Right. So your play is The Departure Lounge, and it's described as an autobiographical show about sex, suitcases, sailors, and finding love in all the wrong places, so, which I think sounds fantastic. What is it about that wanted you to tell this particular story at this time
well,
in your
life?
Well,
there was a period in my 30s, which in a way I wanted to explain to myself because I lived a particular kind of life. I'm not going to give any clues as to what that was, but it was an unorthodox way of living your life. And I kept, you know, even now, I am 70 now, I have always wondered, like, what was a nice girl like you doing, living a life like that? And it was kind of a way to explain to myself. And then I thought, oh, yeah, okay. It's made sense of my own life in a funny kind of way. So an hour-long show and the untold months of working on this with a dramaturg has resulted in something that, in fact, has been very good for me, explicating myself to myself. And hopefully it will make other people think about those things that maybe they felt a bit ashamed about or don't tell many people about, that those are all part of what builds a person, even if, you know, on the surface, people tut-tut-tut, a lot of tut-tut-tutting about it if you told too many people. Well, you know, I've blown the cover now, or I'm about to anyway.
Was there ever any thought of maybe fictionalising the story a bit more so that it wasn't quite, I guess, you on stage?
Yes, I have thought about that. You know, the Romana Clef idea, you know, lots of writers have done that. But inevitably, when they're interviewed, Kim Hill interviews, and she says, oh, to what degree is this, you know, seems somewhat autobiographical. And that's exactly, you don't hide anything, actually. Everything that a writer writes is about their own life, really. But no, I just thought I wanted to be me, in a theatrical presentation of me, of course, telling my story as truthfully as I can tell it.
Fantastic. Seems like quite a brave thing to do.
Well, if I think too hard about it, don't put the wind up me this late in the show.
Okay. So maybe we should move on from that.
Moving right along, yes.
So yeah, I imagine that creating a show whether it's autobiographical or otherwise, is quite a process. So both mentally dealing with the subject that you're dealing with, but also the time. Could you maybe give us a bit of an idea about the process you went through from that first idea of you'd like to write a show through to where you are now?
Well, I could do that. I mean, it's been, you know, a tiny idea in the back of my mind for a long time, but because I am I'm a writer for the page, not the theatre, I thought I really needed to help, and that's I have had the marvellous support of a dramaturg to help in the devising process, and it began with me kidding around, being my child self, and out of that has grown the rest of the show. And it has been literally months, 18 months, I think, because we were, you know, I've had a grandchild in the meantime, COVID has interfered, etc. So it's been quite an emotional journey.
So Donna Chapman is your director.
That's
and also
right.
Dramaturg. What was it like in that collaboration process with someone when you're dealing with very autobiographical things? Is it challenging? Is it?
No, it's absolutely marvellous. For some reason, she and I just got along so well. And if I'm weeping away during a workshop, you know, some workshopping thing, she didn't blink an eyelid. And I think we've just somehow found a way to work together. And I've heard people say, I could never have done it without. Well, this is the case now. I absolutely understand that thing where you've found a collaborator. It's our show, actually. My life, but our show.
Right. So your show is The Departure Lounge, performing at Nelson Fringe Festival. What are the dates and where can people book a ticket?
It's two shows, one on the 29th at 6 o'clock and one on the 30th of March at 6 o'clock. An event finder. Actually, probably the easiest way to get through to it and hear and learn a lot more about the show itself, make sure you want to go, is to go to the Nelson Fringe Festival website, find the show, click on that, and that will take you to Event Finder's website where you pay your $15 plus booking fee. It's not much of a risk, is it, $15?
No, I think $15 is great. So that the website is www.nelsonfringe.co.nz, and there you can get information for all the shows at this year's festival. Well, thank you for joining me in the studio today, Ro. It's been great having you.
And the time's just flown. Thank you very, very much for inviting me. I've enjoyed it.
It has flown by, and all the best for your show.
Thank you.
If you've just joined us, this is Art for Art's Sake, and I'm Anton Bentley. I've been speaking with Ro Cambridge about her upcoming show for the Nelson Fringe Festival, The Departure Lounge, and I'm now joined by Michaela Sheehan, who's performing in two shows at Fringe, both adaptations of existing works. There's Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka and Wojciech by George Buchner. Welcome, Mickey.
Kia ora, Anton.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Right. Now, you've been involved in theatre for quite some time and done a number of things, not just as a performer. What are some of your highlights?
Yeah, so I first got on stage when I was 7 years old in the bustling metropolis of Te Kuiti in the King Country, and have kind of not stepped off stage since. So I've done a lot. I've been many chorus parts, far too many to think about and name. I have taken on some musical director roles and some pretty big pieces. And I have even turned my hand to stage management a few times, which has been very, very exciting. Some of my favourites have been musical directing Mamma Mia for Nelson Musical Theatre a few years ago here in Nelson. It was an epic piece of theatre, huge scale. It was great to kind of get my teeth into that. I have also thoroughly enjoyed playing the Lion and the Wizard of Oz, and I've recently stage managed the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged at Fairfield House, which was a fantastic experience to kind of get behind the scenes and see just how diva-ish us actors can be.
And an incredibly busy show.
Very busy. Right. So much going on behind the scenes.
And now, this isn't your first Fringe, is it?
It isn't. No, I've been involved in quite a few. I have volunteered in quite a few different capacities for a few of the Fringes, and I did some soundscaping for a piece a few years ago called Ed Sheeran Tastes Like Chicken, which was a piece on the environment and taking care of our local resources. And then I've also was a part of Banana Rumour, which won People's Choice a few years ago at Fringe Festival, with two people that I'm working with this year again.
Right, I was going to ask you about that because I understand that working with Mike O'Malley and Keith Marshall is nothing new to you, that you've worked with them on several occasions.
Yeah, Mike and Keith and I have worked together on a few projects. Banana Rumour was one of them. Mike played a bit of a seedy 80s tribute singer, and Keith played a great drag queen by the name of Tila Tequila or something. It was bloody hilarious. And I did the music for that one. And we've also collaborated on You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown for Nelson Musical Theatre a few years ago, where Mike directed, Keith was on stage, and I did the music for that one as well.
Fantastic. So getting back to Fringe for this year, Metamorphosis and Wojciech, what are these two plays about?
That's a great question. Metamorphosis is about a man who is incredibly normal and average in every way, and he wakes up one day as a giant insect, kind of helps us question what is normal and what does normal look like for us. Wojciech kind of makes us think about what drives people to do things and the choices they make. Is it madness? Is it rumour? Is it suggestion? Is it medical experiments? Both plays are threaded together by the use of showmen in Wojciech and curators in Metamorphosis that kind of fill in the gaps and help guide you through the story.
Sort of acting like, I suppose, almost like a Greek chorus type thing.
Yeah, absolutely. A Greek chorus or a narration to kind of keep you informed of what's going on.
So only three actors in these plays, and I understand the three of you are in both plays. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, we are both.
So with only three actors, it must present quite a number of challenges for you. So what are some of the challenges that you've come up with rehearsing on these two plays?
Yeah, so I play six characters in one play and five in another, which has meant that there's been a real challenge around making sure each of those fit differently and we find their voice and their character and their style without kind of crossing over between the two plays or even within one play and the characters with their similarities. There's been a bit of a challenge with the Brechtian aspect of the plays, the exaggeration and the non-naturalistic kind of feel of them, trying to really fit into these archetypes and create a voice and a stature and a gesture that helps suggest each character. Having two plays being learnt at once has been challenging, trying not to cross over lines and do the wrong things in the wrong place. And we definitely have moments where there's a line said from one in the wrong place. Yeah, and I think doing all this alongside a full-time teaching job has definitely been challenging. I don't know that there's much space in my head for a lot more, but hopefully the lines are all in there.
Got, so teaching full-time, what year level do you teach?
I teach intermediate children, and I also run a musical theatre studio for all ages.
So you're a busy woman.
Very busy, very, very full schedule.
Right. So if people wanted to come and see Metamorphosis or Wojciech, how might they get tickets?
So you can go on to the Fringe website, which is www.nelsonfringe.co.nz, and on there there's a timetable and you can select, you know, a whole lot of different shows and you can book tickets there, or else you can find them on Event Finder.
Right. Brilliant. So booking for Nelson Fringe, not just Metamorphosis and Wojciech, but the whole program is on the website, www.nelsonfringe.co.nz. Lots of things to choose from: theatre, comedy, improv, dance, music, children's shows and workshops. So something for everyone. Thank you for joining me today, Michaela. Really great to talk to you and best of luck for the shows.
Thanks, Anton.
I'm Anton Bentley and you've been listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the South and available wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.